Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. Check us out here on weekends or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Friends, today we're going to be reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, in verses 13 through 22. Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You lock the kingdom of heaven before men. You do not enter yourselves, nor do you allow entrance to those trying to enter. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You traverse sea and land to make one convert, and when that happens, you make him a child of Gehenna twice as much as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, 'If one swears by the temple, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gold of the temple, one is obligated.' Blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that made the gold sacred? And you say, 'If one swears by the altar, it means nothing, but if one swears by the gift on the altar, one is obligated.' You blind ones, which is greater, the gift of the altar that makes the gift or the gift that makes the gift sacred? One who swears by the altar swears by it and all that is upon it. One who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. One who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who is seated on it." Once again, that's from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, verses 13 through 22. This is one of those classic verses where Jesus is speaking rather aggressively about his experience of the scribes and the Pharisees. I suspect that if any of you have maybe tuned into the Chosen series, like myself, you may have experienced a greater understanding of that dynamic between the scribes and the Pharisees, at least as portrayed on film. The Pharisees in the time of Jesus, they weren't bad men. They were men who were certainly oriented toward understanding God and standing in relationship with God and hopefully helping people to get closer to God. But they were missing the point, right? They were missing the point. And the point that they were missing ultimately was Jesus himself. That, you know, you've heard that saying that you can't see the forest through the trees, right? That all of salvation history, all of the law and the prophets, all of our experience of faith, it points one place. It points to Jesus. That certainly the experiences we have in a given day, the readings we hear at Mass, the readings we hear on St. Gabriel Radio, on our Damascus Daily Prayer Lab, every one of them without fail, it points to a revelation of Jesus. Why? What's the point? Well, we see in the beginning of John's Gospel, you remember that Jesus in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All of the Word, all of the Scriptures, all of the revelation of God, it's got one purpose: to bring us into relationship. That we would fulfill that thing for which we were created, to exist in understanding and living out of and magnifying that fact that we are created in the image and likeness of God, and our ultimate destiny is to be in intimate relationship with him. That's what the scribes and the Pharisees were missing, tragically. And one of my favorite pieces about in The Chosen is that beautiful experience we see in season one, where there's this like redemption arc of one of the Pharisees, and It was great for me to see that, because ultimately sometimes we read of the Pharisees as like these evil men. In reality, they were trying their very hardest to live a religious life, to live a life that honored God. And maybe they got mixed up in getting almost there, but forgetting that the ultimate fulfillment was relationship with Jesus. And I think that can be a warning for us maybe today, that sometimes we go through the motions. Sometimes we check off the boxes. Sometimes we might show up at Mass on Sunday, but might just forget that our goal and our fulfillment is in relationship with Jesus. Remember, friends, Jesus wants to be in relationship with you. Let's live it.